Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double D, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Living Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
Check this out, we got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody,
check it out! All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited for him. You know.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world, this realm, this planet, whatever the hell you want to call it. Welcome to Freedomizer Radio. This is Moving Beyond the Matrix once again with the Double D's, Darren, Andrew, Anna. And tonight, we got some more brave old good stuff for you to dig out. There's a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be bringing up some stuff from the past, and I mean, the true past, real history, not the BS that you were taught in school, which was fabricated to make you believe in such a way of thinking, because that's not how we do things here at Moving Beyond the Rate Matrix. We come up with the solutions. We teach you the real history and the real way of things that they were, such as if anybody's ever heard or never heard of Tartaria. Tartarian. Talking about that later on tonight. Just to let you know, we're obviously on for 3 hours tonight, and we are every Sunday now, not just an hour and a half, so we're going to get 3 hours on a Sunday evening of juicy stuff. So not only Tartarian stuff and true history we're talking about tonight. What else are we talking about tonight? We're talking about the soul trap. Oh, there's another good one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does anybody know what the soul trap's all about? Well, we're going to explain a few things to you about that. And then, and on obviously the last hour, the wife's going to be talking about the Silver Bullet Trust and that kind of stuff that's going to save your asses. Basically from, I nearly said crematorium there, but basically it's the same thing. From the establishment. But, yeah, this is what it's all about. So I'm going to let my wife kick off with a few things, and I'm going to jump in a bit, because the Tartarian thing is more or less my specialty. because I've done a lot more research on that kind of stuff. So we got some interesting stuff for you here this evening or this afternoon, wherever you're at. So hang tight if you're at home or if you're in a car or a truck, wherever. Crank it up and let's get juicy with it.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Drenna Wells. How are you all? So wonderful. Happy evening to everybody. Happy Sunday evening, actually. And I'm just so, like, I'm always ecstatic with this show. I mean, I just can't wait. I'm, like, always thinking about it. Like, oh, I just can't wait to get back on the show. There's just so much to say, so much to bring up. And the reason why we like to start off with the soul trap. Again, this is not about doom and gloom. This is all about solutions, really awesome solutions for everybody, okay? The soul trap, you know, we're taught about that when we transition, depart from this realm, that we are to see a white light, okay? And hear our names being called by the loved ones. And, you know, saying that your name, hey, you know, whoever your name is, we're calling you forth, come to the light, you know, that type of stuff. And then you got your loved ones and all this stuff, or someone greets you from the tunnel and all that. And, you know, a lot of people that have had near-death experiences, they've actually had these experiences, and some of them had some wonderful experiences too. So we got to think about that too. But really, even what I believe what the Tibetans are even talking about, from the Tibetan Book of the Dead and other cases as well, is that this tunnel of light, this light, white light that we are told to go through, actually for reincarnation purposes, that you would go through, you would get, you know, logged into the system, obviously. You'd probably be with all your loved ones and hang out there for a little bit. And who knows how long it will be. I mean, some say that it could be instant, in an instant that you just go in, or you would just be in a holding place for a bit. I think Sylvia Brown was talking about that. You'd be in a holding place, and then you would figure out what type of life you'd want to live or whatever, and you would come back. All right? So there's so many other cases. But really, you never really go to heaven. You're always reincarnating back into this realm. And this is why you probably think, well, damn, why is the world so effed up? Why is it so messed up? Why the hell do we have to work for money? Why in the hell do we have to labor for money? Why do I have to see my family starve if they don't have enough money to eat? You know what I mean?
It's like, why we gotta pay to live on a planet we're already born on?
Yes, that's what Alex Corey was talking about, he said. And I want to mention about Alex Corey a little bit. I'm going to be mentioning him in this this talk here. So anyway, we have been told to go through the light so we can go. And really what my husband thinks it is, the light is, it's a hospital bed.
The
delivery room,
yeah.
Getting ready to give birth.
Yeah, we just had this discussion the other night, and that's what I thought it was, because when you're led to believe certain things, and when your psyche kicks in, from my higher perspective, when you pass through the light, when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, that is actually, you're coming out, mama, and you're seeing the lights in the delivery room, and then you see the blurriness of the doctor and the people and all that, because you can't see properly. Your eyes don't come into focus until you're a couple of months old or whatever. But basically, that's what I think it is. That's the light. It's at the end of the tunnel where the delivery room is, where you're recycled, spat out to restart your life again. So as you're going through what we call the dying process, this few seconds of that time of the transitioning is gathering information ready for you to be recycled if you take that route, if you go straight to the light, because it's going to say, oh, yeah, it might look like your loved ones there, but it's not your loved ones. It's a projection. It's a fake. It's an archon projection, because this is what they do. This is how they recycle you back into this planet, this realm, so they can feed off your energy. Just like the movie The Matrix, Morpheus was right. Your ass is basically a battery for them. You're feeding them energy, and this is how it's done. So if you want to... A while ago, there was this thing on online, on TikTok or whatever, and other places saying, oh, there's a code to get out of the Matrix 01100111110, whatever the hell. What a load of shit. That is not the way out. The way out the Matrix, when you die, do not go into the light. You turn your back to the light, face the other way, look at the universe and say, take me home. Or you just shoot off in the other direction and look for another realm to park your ass for the next lifetime. That's getting out of the Matrix. That's your cheat code. It's understanding not to make the same mistakes. That's what the cheat codes are. Don't follow the same shit. You have how many times? Thousands? Millions? Billions? We don't know. How many times have you been here? You can't tell because every time we come here, we get amnesia.
Yeah.
And it's hard to remember that you are a god or goddess because your high spirit divine being, all cannot be put into this body avatar at the same time or else it would explode at the speed of light. It can only fit so much in. So that's why we are limited in these avatars. So this is where the amnesia comes in. Because there's not enough information to be pushed into your ass just to remind you stuff from your last level of existence, which obviously happens simultaneously. Everything happens now. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. There's only now. And it's the decisions that you make which puts you in each bubble or each universe which you can traverse to billions of times per second just by a choice in your mind. So this is how you manifest things. If you're running a bit of a shitty life at the moment, well, sorry to be in your face, but it's your own fault. But in a way, it's not your own fault because you were not taught the appropriate information to pull your ass out of that shit heap that you've been putting yourself in. Believe me, I've been there. We all have. But with a little bit of knowledge, this is what God's Momenti stands for, and obviously they show the movement beyond the Matrix, but then they give you all that information on how to meditate on it, on how to put your mind in such a way into a mindset on how to release yourself from this drove of secretia, because that's what it is, a big pile of shit. But that's what it's all about. So listen in every time, every Wednesday, every Sunday, we're going to give you tidbits and we're going to be running other things. So we'll be passing on messages, and obviously it's all information that's getting out there, because now is the time of information. This is the information age. Everything is bubbling to the surface. Everything's being thrown on the table. And if you've noticed, just right when COVID first started a few years back, did you notice nobody knew about the paedophilia thing? Nothing. It just came to the surface. Well, there's a lot more stuff that's going to come to the surface that you're going to obviously make judgment on. So hang tight. This is going to be one hell of a roller coaster ride for everybody.
Yeah, it's awesome. Sorry, we're like passing the mic back and forth, so it's just a little delayed right now. It's like, oh goodness. Okay, so, the good news, I'm going to tell you something really cool about this. Once you start to know and realize, you know, then you can make a choice. Now, you know, there's other ways around it. You have maybe of us that are very advanced, you know, very awakened souls, maybe we chose to come back. That could be also a possibility, that we know what the difference is between what the light is, and supposedly there's going to be lots of lights, lots of tunnels, different colors too. Don't go for any of them, by the way. Don't go for any of them. It will shoot you right back here. But many of us, maybe we are very advanced you know, they call us maybe, you know, like the ascended masters or those that are already, they've been through this so many times, but they want to keep coming back because they feel by coming back, they're making a difference for humanity to shift the realm and free and liberate humanity. I kind of think I'm one of those. My husband probably, I don't know how he feels, maybe he's same, but I kind of feel like I was one of those. So what happens is when we don't go through the tunnel, we say, hey, I just want to go home. You turn your back to the tunnel. I want to go home. You go straight to who you really are. You go straight to source. Yeah, you go straight to source. All that is connected to true love, the beautiful love that you do come from. Okay. And, you know, and what his name is, Stefano, Matthias De Stefano from Gaia. You know, he's a young guy who talks about this. He's from Argentina, and he's been talking about, he remembers his past lives. He remembers all the way back to another star system, way back, millions of years ago. And also in Egypt, he had a time in Egypt as well. And what he says is that, you know, when we're in the plane of basically with the one, let's say, we just become oneness. We become one with everything. But we don't really get to experience much stuff. So what happens, it's like we decide to choose to come back because in this realm, as well as probably, I mean, all I can speak is this realm. I don't know any of the other realms. But in this realm, there's a realm of duality, polarity, okay? So that's how you're able to manifest things, utilize the contrast, the things that bother you, that piss you off, that fuel that engine to create what it is that you want. Okay, I don't want to be stuck in this little box. I want to go somewhere, be in a bigger place. I want to go somewhere else. That's exactly what this duality is about. You look at the things you don't want, totally upsets you, and you turn around and say, you know what, that's not what I want. And then guess what? You get what you want. As long as you are focused, okay? Focused, driven, but advanced, an advanced soul, okay? That maybe had some magical training or just advanced soul in other places, okay, other realms. And you know how to manipulate energy. Manipulating energy is fun. So you can turn this place into Disneyland, basically, okay? But for the ones that don't have that training, you know, maybe in a different realm or different incarnations and all that, they're not that advanced. They're the ones that are in a place of mega hardship. Like they just can't get out of it. They cannot get out of this web, this matrix. And they live, let's say, in a state where they're constantly working for the money for somebody else. So let's just put it that way. Some people break out of that, though. There's some people break out of that, and they become entrepreneurs, or they, you know, they amass a lot of wealth. They figured it out, and they graduated in the same lifetime. And there's some that don't. They don't ever get out of it, and they just keep coming back poor and poor all the time. They've never learned anything, and they still are stagnant, so they're not very advanced souls. Okay, so what Matthias De Stefano also mentioned was that when you're in the oneness stage, okay, it's like being in a library. You get to read all the beautiful books. It's like it's being in the Akashic Library. You get to read all the beautiful books, but you never get to experience anything. You're just, and you're in a place of being. Have you heard of that? You're in a place of being. And really, when you move into this realm and you wish to ascend or graduate, you need to be in a state of becoming. And this is what other magical theories teaches you, okay? That's not dumbed down by the other types of magical theories that are all about love and light all the time, because that keeps you in a prison. It keeps you in a state of imprisonment, which I like to go over. And maybe after my husband speaks a little bit longer, I can go look at this book. I'm trying to find this. It's a very damn good book. I wanted to read about how there is this so-called entity called, I think his name is Azmad. It's a Persian name that's similar to Yahweh. That is Yahweh, actually. And then there's Ahriman. Ahriman would be seen as the left-hand path, the dark side, everything negative or whatever, but the rebel. And Asmod is like Yahweh, the Torah, the god of the Torah, Enlil of the Sumerian gods, and Ahriman would be maybe Enki, okay, who's actually, he's a Sumerian god, but he's actually pretty cool on our side, of on the side of humans. Yeah, and so anyway, Asmod created this realm to entrap souls, okay, to entrap souls that once they recycled, they are to be programmed in religious belief that they are to serve something higher than themselves. If they do not serve something higher than themselves, they will be considered sinners, evildoers. They'll be thrown in the lake of fire. Okay? You see where I'm going with this? There's a big history about this, and this goes way beyond Christianity was created. This goes way beyond. There has been a battle between Enlil and Enki, between the two brothers of the Sumerian text. And this goes way back 2,000 years or thousands of years before the Bible, about the two brothers. One was good and the other was evil. Okay. So anyway, this God that created the Garden of Eden and all this stuff brainwashed the human race into believing that he was God. Okay. That he's God. But some will actually argue and say, well, this particular God wasn't the one that actually created the human race, because it was an extraterrestrial being that came from the Anunnaki. And when the Anunnaki came down to this realm, there were already people here, but they were like, maybe they were the Neanderthals or the Cro-Magnon at the time, or they were the Neanderthals at the time, and then they were genetically spliced or genetically manipulated into being the humans that we are, and we were here to be a service to this entity, okay? So we're taught that this entity is love and light, but if you read in the Torah, that particular God is not really all love and light. He's done a lot of atrocious things. And having you fear this entity, having you live in fear, and if you don't, this is going to happen to you. And then here comes the New Testament with Jesus Christ, which washes all that negativity away. The real Jesus, if he did exist, I like to believe he did. And he was really a Gnostic. He was not of the Torah. He was not even part of the Torah at all. Okay? he was not part of the Torah at all. Excuse me. He was completely in a different level, because he was love thy neighbor. You know, someone strikes you, turn the other way. You know, go in within. The kingdom of God is within you. He was different. He wasn't the same as this Torah God. And I believe he was an awakened soul that was very, very advanced, and he was here to help the people, not worship him, but he was here to help the people to liberate them to the reality that they have God inside of them, but it is not this treacherous type of God that has caused a lot of fear and damnation and created a flood, murdered babies, all of this atrocious stuff, okay? You know, he came in love. And so he was like Krishna. Krishna was the same way. Buddha was the same way. A lot of these amazing teachers that have come, spiritual teachers and therefore ascended masters that ascended in their own time. So anyway, I believe this realm, anyway, of course, this is all theory. I mean, I really don't know everything, but it's just based on theory and research and all that. But the reason why the world seems to be a crappy place to some of us that have to work these jobs and as slaves, and we barely get to see our kids, and we enroll our kids in these public schools. Well, not me anymore. I broke away from the system, by the way. I will tell you that in a minute. You enrolled in public schools. The kids have to abide by these rules. If they don't abide by these rules, what happens? They are punished. The parents are punished. They go through truancy fines. I've heard about it all. Or they want to take your children away. It's all, I mean, you feel like a cow, really. you don't feel like you've ever had any freedom. And you're here, you were born in these countries to worship these so-called gods, which are your presidents, which are your kings and queens. Why are these people above you? Have you ever asked that question? Have you ever thought about that for one moment? Well, I'm here to tell you that my husband and I broke free from the system a while ago. And it came when I went through a situation with child support that my first ex tried to harass me with when he didn't need it. He didn't want me involved. He didn't need it. But yet, he didn't want nothing to do with me, took my kids unlawfully, had me sent over to California from North Carolina, his parents, his Freemason parents, shipped me there, said, don't worry, baby. You know, you need space. You need time. You've been upset for a while, and you need to see your family. Well, he had an affair with my friend, okay? And when I wanted to come back, he told me not to come back. If you do, I'm going to throw you in jail. So this is how I learned. I had to learn really quick, and I'm glad I had the training of the Army because I was in the Army. I'm glad I had that training to toughen my ass up because I didn't know what the hell hit me. It was a very difficult challenge that I had to go through. So once I went through it, it took me years. He wanted to come after me for child support. I couldn't see my kids. I go, look, if you want me to pay you child support, you better let me see my kids and talk to them. If not, I'm not going to give you shit. And guess what? Well, it wasn't easy, but it took a few years. I got my paperwork done. I became a secured creditor, but I didn't stop with that because that didn't work. I ended up creating a silver bullet trust. I ended up becoming a foreign agent, which is a diplomat, which is divorced from being a debtor of the plantation. I have graduated as a diplomat, foreign agent that created her own foreign trust as America, United States, is a corporation, Mexico is a corporation, Brazil is a corporation, UK is a corporation. They're all corporations. They're not countries. They are operating under fictitiously, and the courts are de facto. They are operating fictitiously as well to demean you, to take your rights from you, to take your kids from you. I won. And they took my passport before I won. They took my passport, and with taxes, the tax money, they ended up getting it back because they pulled money out of my second husband's taxes because he was in the Navy. And they gave me my passport back 10 years later. I renewed it, and this is 2 years ago, and I got my freaking new passport back. Well, I never had it taken away, by the way, but I was afraid. I was like, crap, this is going to show me that I know my shit. When they give me my passport, this is going to show me. Yes, it showed in the credit report that it was completely gone, child support, and paid in green, but I wanted to see more proof. If that works, let me get my passport back. And guess what? I got it 2 years ago, my American passport. So I can tell you truthfully and honestly that I have defeated the system, the corrupted system, and I am liberated from it. And I also utilize cryptocurrency. I use Bitcoin. So if anything is to happen, whatever happens to the banks, you know, hey, it goes CBDC, then let it go. I don't care. But yes, I mean, I have my corporations in the United States still operating tax-free, utilizing the Silver Bullet Trust. And I don't ever have to worry or carry the burdens that you guys have to carry. Not all of you, but some of you out there. I don't ever have to carry the burdens anymore like I had to of worrying about, oh my God, is child support going to send me another statement or a bill? Are they going to pick me up? Are they going to take my passport from me? And all these horrible worries, are they going to throw me in prison? All these worries. And yes, I did leave to Mexico for a bit because I had to come up with a remedy. One thing, yes, I do have my Mexican passport, but you know what? I didn't want to give that son of a bitch the satisfaction that he won. Just because he lied deceitfully and took my kids, then turn around and then try to get my passport. Wait a second. That is mine. I was born in the United States, mother effer. You're not taking that too. So I freaking won. And if you like to learn how I did it, how my husband and I did it, You know, I've been teaching this type of work for years, 13 years now, teaching people how to liberate themselves from being slaves of the plantation, that there is a way out. Now, this Silver Bullet Trust, Silver Bullet Foreign Trust, is not about paying your bills, folks. If you got a problem paying your bills, and you got a different issue. Go see a credit repair specialist. Go look into being an entrepreneur. Go have a business. Do something else. If you don't like the job you're in, you're working like a slave, this is your karmic problem. This is what I'm here to tell you. You see, I'm also here to tell you that magic, the spiritual realm, and being a foreign agent, all of this stuff, secure creditor, is all together, folks. It is not separated, all right? That's the hard truth. And I'll tell you, I also utilize magic. Magic to be able to win and defeat child support, but I had to operate on the left-hand path. A lot of you don't agree with that, and that's perfectly fine because you do not know where I came from. I was enrolled in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, which is the right-hand path. And then I found out it was a beautiful tradition, which was based on Hermeticism, ancient Judaism, Kabbalah, ceremonial magic, all of that stuff, okay? And it's a great beginning. It's a great start. But it was not how I was able to get my daughter back, actually. Well, she came to me at 18 years old, but I won. I defeated child support. So I had to go all the way. I had to go all the way. And I conjured up some powerful freaking entities. I went all the way. Because when it comes to something very serious, when you're dealing with the courts, you'll do whatever the frick you have to do. Okay? You know, I've dabbled into Santeria. I've dabbled into the Yoruba tradition, and it's beautiful. But the problem with these traditions, for me, not for you guys, but for me, I do not like to answer to authority. Even with the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, you got the Hierophant above you. And whether you pass one degree or the next degree, and if you don't, then they can't approve you. And there's a lot of schism among these cult groups, okay? A lot of ego. And none of these people, magicians, could help me with my problem. So the only one that helped me with my problem was E.A. Coetting. And I tell you right now, no, I never met him in person. Okay. Not yet, but I would love to. I started watching his videos, Becoming a Living God. And I was really well into the secure creditor piece. Okay. Well into it, trying to get some remedy. No remedies hardly for my case. My case was different. All right. He was teaching people how to become a living God and saying, you know what? These other traditions are telling you, you know, the right-hand path is to worship something above you, because the worshiping mechanism, this is coming from my mouth, not him, but is really based upon slavery. It doesn't matter what color you are. This worshiping mechanism was created by these pharaonic systems, all going way the hell back by the elite families. You are to worship them, and you are to worship Jesus Christ. If you don't, this is going to happen to you. We're going to kill you. We're going to mutilate you. We're going to dismember your ass, okay? So we have to take our power back. Before that, our ancestors, our ancient ancestors of all colors, was practicing magic. They were pagans. They connected with the nature spirits of air, earth, fire, water, the ancient entities, the Norse entity or whatever, the Chinese, it doesn't matter, Asia, Africa, Mexico, South America, it doesn't matter. And they conjured up entities of the darkness and entities of the light. But see, darkness, they put this in the people's heads to program them. Anything dark is bad for you. Even women got pulled into that category. Did you know that? Women got pulled in as bad for you too. And there was a witch hunt. 9 million women were murdered by the Inquisition. Not witches, women. Because women are connected to the lunar cycles, which deals with the night, which deals with some things that are hidden mysteries, psychic abilities, intuition. So we got treated like crap.
Even those, even though women were just doing botanics, if they were just like growing herbs and stuff like that, they were branded as a witch and they were murdered, killed, stoned, set on fire or thrown in the river or whatever they did. But yeah, even the innocent women that was just collecting herbs and stuff like that, naturalists, you know, just doing stuff naturally from the earth, they were branded as witches and all that kind of shit as well. So there you have it.
And there was a witch hunt down here in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever say the witch hunt. They just say the Mayans and the Aztecs. The Aztecs and Mayans were shamans. A lot of them were.
Yeah.
And the ones that before that, they were murdered, killed, you know, all of that stuff. And then pretty soon the Mayans killed each other in the name of their sacrificial gods, which is pretty much, which was brought on by these elites or these other extraterrestrial beings that came down, depending on what sect they were. All right. Same with the Incas and all throughout history. Right. So basically this is what I'm trying to tell you, the whole source of everything. And for my students, for my secure creditor students and, you know, those, that it goes way back much further than 1933 when they took our gold and silver from us in the United States and gave us sunny Federal Reserve notes that have no backup at all. It goes way back even beyond the Unum Sanctum Trust in 1300s when Pope Boniface VIII created a Unum Sanctum Trust utilizing the skin of a human being. It was written on the skin of a human being. And they did this, the church did this to the Knights Templar while they were fighting for Christ and saying, here, hold my thing. So the trust acted as the trustee, the church acted as the trustee of their trust in case some would come back and some didn't come back. So therefore, they would take control of their possessions. But it goes way beyond that, guys and girls, way beyond that. It goes millions of years beyond that because there were ancient civilizations that were around much longer than we were ever taught. Ancient civilizations like the pyramids, the Mayan pyramids, they say, oh, the Egyptians built it. No, they didn't. The Mayan pyramids didn't build theirs either. The Aztecs certainly didn't because there was a flood 12,000 years ago. A huge flood. But before that, there was another civilization. There were many civilizations. This goes all the way back to Atlantis, Lemuria, and many other civilizations beyond that, that created, possibly created these temples. And like I said, this goes way back. So you're probably asking yourself, well, who the hell runs this realm? That's a good question. Who the hell runs this realm? Some like to say Satan runs this realm. But really, Satan is just a mask. It isn't Satan. It could be this so-called entity called Amazda. I got to find his name. I think it's Amazda. And he's the one that created this realm to trap us, to trap our souls. And it began when we left our bodies, we moved on, we departed from this realm, and then we got recycled immediately through the reincarnation tunnels. And we come back reliving this over and over and over again. So that is a big theory because you're wondering, why is everything so effed up? I want to be free.
Yeah.
I want to live in the I want to get out of the matrix.
So when people say, oh, we're coming back, it's a karmic thing, well, sorry to bust your bubble, but the karma thing does not exist. It's nothing to do with karma. You're not here because of karmic things. Yeah, you're here because you want to be here. You came here to experience what you cannot in the other side, just like my wife mentioned before, when you're on the other side, you can't experience nothing. Because when you look at, the only way I can describe it, right, everybody in this realm or on this planet, whatever you believe in, just imagine you have a big, thick cable, a big, thick cable that is the light cable that you come through for the internet. What's that again? The internet. What is it again?
Internet?
No, I'm just having a brain fart at the minute. I forgot what it's called. The fast internet. The fast cable internet. The fast.
Fiber optics.
Yay! I don't know why I couldn't remember that for a second, but just imagine a fiber optic cable, right? You cut that, right? And then you see all these little tiny fibers inside. And each fiber has a little light on the end. And each one of those lights is us. That one's you. That one's your mom. That one's your dad. That one's your auntie. That one's your uncle. That one's your brother. That one's your sister. It's everybody. So just imagine that. We are all part of one system. We're experiencing and channeling energies to a different socket or a different plug connection that does something in this system of things, in this realm. So that is the connection you make with yourself, with this realm. So this is how it's worked out. So once you decide to come back here and you think, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to change something about this realm, or I'm going to come back and I'm going to help somebody in this realm, it's got nothing to do with karma. Karma doesn't exist. Because it's only choice that you have. It's only free will that you have control over. So control the things that you can control, whatever you can't, write out. Or look for ways where you can at least adjust so it swings in your favor, maybe. But as a magician, you can utilize that energy, transmute it, transform it, and you can project it into your will, the way you want it to either ascertain or you want it to metamorphosize into what it is that your goal is or whatever it is that you're seeking. So it's all down to you. It's down to what you project. It's down to what your decision making. So if you're thinking, well, oh, well, I got bills to pay. How am I going to find the money? And you're just going to find yourself in that loop continuously. Is out, and you're going to be still stuck there because that's what the universe is going to be giving you, because that's what you're concentrating on. That's why you are where you are, because you're stuck in that mode of concentration. You're focusing your energy into the wrong areas. Stop thinking of what you do not want. Think about what you do want and keep that focus in there. But you have to have the feeling part of it. And this is what was before the deluge. This was taught in Tartaria. And that's why the elite these days are destroying the Tartarian history. They destroy buildings saying, oh, it's unsafe. No, they weren't unsafe. But have you ever noticed Tartarian structures are made from the same single stone? It's not done by many. It's just one. It's the same thing. It's not done by many. You look at that structure. It's as if they've done like 3D printing. Some say, oh, well, it took them 400 years to make this monastery. No, they can make that shit in hours or even minutes with the technology they had back then. It's just like 3D printing what we have today. But they had it more super advanced technology. And all these things like churches, what we see today, they're not churches. They're not for worshiping somebody outside of you. Churches are actually resonating healing chambers because of their design, Tartarian. And you look at these stained glass windows, which are geometrically shaped. Well, what does sacred geometry tell you? They are sacred geometry windows. It's all to do with frequencies. Tartarian people had mastered frequencies. There's Tartarian music out there. There's Tartarian frequency knowledge out there. And as time goes by, we are learning that, oh, look, look, it's all on YouTube. It's all on TikTok or whatever. It's all about frequencies. And, oh, look, if you listen to this frequency, it'll get rid of your headache. If you listen to this frequency, it'll help you sleep. If you listen to this frequency, it'll cure you of whatever ailment that you have, blah, 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 and so forth. Different frequencies for different things. Just like Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think in frequency. It's all to do with frequency, waveforms, and all that kind of stuff. So this is where we're at. This is what we should be learning at school, not how to be a slave for the system, for the man, and you're getting how much? Just enough to pay your rent. You're still being a slave. It's just like being back in the day where you were given accommodation, you were given food, you weren't given any money, but you had to work, but you were supplying your food and your board and lodgings. But now today you're given just enough to live, which is the same thing. So it's all back to the education, living back to this Tartarian system way of things. That's why they're destroying history, changing history, and making you believe it's something else when in fact it's not.
Exactly. Okay. So I am going to read a little piece from the book, The Black Magic of Ahriman. And, you know, those of you who are magicians that are into magic, it's called Black Magic of Ahriman, A-H-R-I-M-A-N, the ancient rite spells of demons of Persia by Curtis Joseph, Become a Living God. I'm going to read this. And some of you that are not into magic, I'm sorry, you don't have to listen. But many of my followers are magicians, okay? So even if you're on the right-hand path, left-hand, it doesn't matter. But I'm going to read something, why you work your ass off all the time. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. Why you're laboring for that funny money that other men create, by the way. They create that, and we worship that. What the hell? There's something wrong, right? Okay, let me read here. All right, so I'm going to read this little piece right here. Through my past etymological study in regard to this mythology, I came to find that heretic cults emerged from the Zarathustrian religion, which implied that both Ahura Mazda, okay, that's what it was called, Ahura Mazda, this is the Yahweh, the God of light, okay? The light is good, right? Yahweh, light as well. And Ahriman, the god of chaos, darkness, and evolution, the god of becoming, expanding, destruction, but creating again, came from the same source. It is said in the story that Ahriman and Ahura Mazda were twin brothers who both emerged from the void called Zurvan. According to the stories of Zoroastrianism, I then realized that I was now in the void, though this void was definitely no Zurvan. And that was likely the cause of my vertigo. The Zurvanite tale was said by ancient Orthodox Zarathustrians to be a story written by the demon or div Arashk. It is said that this heretic cult emerged by the demon bringing the story into existence in order to lead the righteous away from the true and righteous path of Ahura Mazda. The demon Akomana seemed to hear my thought process and added to the influx of information. One can safely and correctly say that the Div Arashk created the Zurvanite tale to be the impetus of apostasy in the minds of the righteous. However, if you analyze the shadow side of this div's intentions, you will find that it will also filter the weak from ever reaching the true path of smoke brought forth through Angra Manu. Ahriman and Ahura Mazda were not conceived together within the same womb. They are not brothers. They are not, as you would say, two sides of the same coin. Ahriman is a reactive response to the attempt to enslave and confine unlimited possibility. These two forces were conceived on opposite sides of the void to put it in a way you can clearly understand. The true lore of Ahura Mazda and Angra Manu is a means to perceive the totality of existence. Though at face value, it presents a means to revere the Lord of Light and limitation. The Lord can be perceived through evil mind and deconstructed to empower the divine darkness of the unknown potential of self, as you will soon learn and experience. From the realm of divine darkness known as void, you just made a choice. Your choice was not made by evil thought, evil word, and evil deed. Your decision has opened the gates to Azura. Okay, that's just something else a little further down. But Ahura Mazda, that was the name I was looking for, is the god of light. And when you think about it, what is projected in the realm outside of us in the macrocosm? Light. Think about it. And with light, we can easily be fooled. With light, this is an illusion. And they're also saying that this realm is a holographic reality or a simulation, which is projected by light. So, but in the darkness, we came from the mother's womb. We were in peace in the darkness. Things were nice and calm in the darkness. And when you want to meditate, when you want to calm yourself down from the stimuli of the lights being thrown at you, TikTok, music, sound, all this stuff going on, all this chaos, you close your eyes, you breathe in, you got to breathe out so you can calm your mind, right?
Just close your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. By closing your eyes, it gets rid of 80% of the stimulation out there. So this realm of light was created by this particular entity known as Ahura Mazda, also known as Yahweh. And it's to keep in prison only now. And I will say there's a difference now. Like I said, the ignorant people, the ones that just don't know, or they don't care to know. And they're kind of like the backdrop people, according to what Dolores Cannon said. She was the lady who created she was a quantum healing founder of quantum healing hypnotherapy. That there's a backdrop people where people, they just don't have any life. They have no soul. They have nothing. Okay. They're just existing. They're just living.
Like NPCs?
Not
NPCs. Non-player.
Yeah. Non-player character. So anyway, they're basically, they're just living, eating, pooping, working, coming back, eating, living, pooping, whatever the hell. And living like a zombie, okay? For those people, they don't really care what I have to say. So I say, don't even bother listening to me, okay? But if you are one of those people and you're like, wait a second, I don't like this at all. I want to get the hell out of this trap. Because I get a lot of people that they come to me for the packages. I have books out, all by the way, on Amazon. they come to me and they're like, I want to be free. I want to be free from the matrix. How can I do this? As a secure creditor, and I go, well, if you think the secure creditor alone is going to free you, you got a lot to think about here, because it's not. There's a lot more to just being a secure creditor or secure party creditor, if you want to call it that, and a foreign agent. There's a lot freaking more. If your mind is programmed to be a slave, it's going to take some time to work or not. It's going to take the right mindset to transmute. All that programming that you have been bestowed upon you all of these years from your parents, your family, your coworkers, your schools, all of this stuff, and having the will to bring you out of it, it's going to take you some time. And with that is a spiritual journey. It is a spiritual journey. And I tell people, when you go through the secure creditor piece and you go through, having your silver bullet trust set up, all these things, it's not just a trust. Anyone could get a trust, or you get a living trust, domestic trust, to protect your assets. But the silver bullet trust is not just a trust. It transmutes your social security number into an estate where you actually you're graduated from the matrix as a diplomat in that way. Okay. And you do become a diplomat because it is in the numbers. Believe me. Okay. You have another status. You have a higher status as a diplomat. So therefore, your trust can actually be used to sue these other foreign agents that are trying to run the show, that are ran by the Archons. You actually have that power, by the way. Okay. So it's not just that alone. It's the power within you and utilizing the tools that you already have within you already. You are already a magician. You are already magical. You come from the source of all of source. Okay. You come from something beyond, and you are eternal. So what I've done to get me out of the matrix, it started with spirituality. It started with magic, learning the power of magic, learning how to manipulate energies, to utilize it, to manifest the life that I want, to protect myself from other vultures, my family from them, using powerful magic along with psionics and radionics. Very powerful stuff, okay? It took me years, and since the age of 17, I've been studying and practicing magic, high magic, right-hand path to the left-hand path. And I love the left-hand path because it makes perfect sense to me. So we are taught that everything that you've been taught has been reversed. You're taught that Yahweh God is God of light, and he's there for you. Really, he's there for your entrapment and your imprisonment. Satan, or they call him Satan or Lucifer, is actually the opposite. He is about liberation and freedom. And Lucifer came before the Christian Bible ever came. He was actually a pagan god, okay, an ancient god. All the ancient gods were demonetized. It's like YouTube. They were demonized. Even Buddha's demonized. It doesn't matter. Even the beautiful Indian gods, whatever, they're all demonized. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you are a freaking pagan and you are a heretic, okay? So that's what they thought. But I'm trying to tell you about the history here. So whatever you believe that is good and bad is completely reversed. You've been worshiping the wrong God this whole freaking time for your enslavement. Some of you, a lot of you out there are magicians that have been following me. Don't do that. And you have woken up. Thank the gods for that. You've woken up from a deep sleep. And it goes all the way back to the two brothers, way back. Many, 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 and there's many stories about the two brothers. It goes with Osiris and Set. They fought. And Enki and Enlil and, all these other gods. It was always the brother and Loki and Odin, or what was it? It was Loki and the other, Thor. Loki and Thor. It's all in a lot of your histories from all over the place and other cultures. There's always the two brothers. One's light, one's dark. Okay, and the tarot papers is Enki and Enlil. So that's the thing, and you have to understand that. So we're being taught a lot of things to confuse you. But I'll tell you, after walking the path in the dark magic, the left-hand path and all of that, it all completely makes sense. It's like, well, no kidding why Lucifer got thrown out of heaven, because Lucifer was trying to free the human race. Just like what Enki was trying to do. And then I'm going to have my husband talk about the Sumerian Enlil and Enki, about how Enki really loved the human species.
Yeah, it's all in the Terra papers, the T-E-R-R-A papers, the Terra papers. Anything where it mentions the two brothers, it's always Enki and Enlil. And we hear about Enki was the one that infused the Anunnaki DNA with our DNA. So that's why we have Anunnaki in us all here in this realm. But Enki never told anybody until later on. Then he told his brother, because that went against why they came here to start with. The story of the Anunnaki and Enki and Lil, Anu, the father, had actually sent them here because they had found traces of gold here on this planet, which is what they needed for their planet, for their atmosphere. So we are just past what you call the hammer hilt or the hammer's head from where they flew their ship, which is hard to get to, basically, through the asteroid belts and all this, because we have two asteroid belts, which are obviously supposedly two planets, which is what's left. The one next to us now is actually what's left of Tiamat, to what we are now, Earth, because their ship had came down and crashed, which was humongous. It was the size of a planet. It came down, hit the planet, and it cracked it into not half. It was like in one half was like two-thirds, and the other section was like a third. So that was when they found out, oh, Enki put that DNA in the humans, our DNA, the Anunnaki DNA with the humans, and then that's what obviously pissed off Enlil. And this is where the war of the brothers came about, because he wasn't supposed to do that, so that's why Enlil was raging against Enki, and he set off his ass, and this is how the war became. And obviously at the same time, this was displeasing their father and Anu. So this is where it all come about. But when Enki was explaining to the rest of the council what he done and why, the council says, "Okay, let us see what happens. Let us see what he is trying to create." Because the original plan was to create slaves to dig out the gold to take back to their planet for their atmosphere. That's basically what we're here for. That's why you exist here in this realm. So you have the miners do all that, dig that out, and then this is why you're a slave in every day's kind of system. It's because we're working for the Anunnaki. We're slaves to the Anunnaki. We're slaves to aliens. So really, you do have to have thankfulness for being alive in one way, because you're not really being put against the wall and having a gun put against your head saying, this is how you're going to live or else. But sometimes you might as well be, because that's how it feels sometimes when you look out there and you think, what the hell is going on with this world right now? So this is why we're all questioning things. This is where it's all coming about. This is why we are where we are. So with the two brothers back with them, Enki and Lil, when he explained everything back to the council, he says, okay, let's see what happens. So what Enki did, he came down and he taught the indigenous people that he created skills. Now this is where the story of Thoth comes into it, because he was the one that taught everybody all these skills, the math, the languages, physics, how to create things, how to do things, weaponry, anything and everything to do with real education that you use every day properly, that was brought to this planet by Enki, which is obviously probably known as Thoth, or different names as well. Another thing which you quite didn't know, any four-legged animal right here now, obviously cats, dogs, horses, all quadrupeds, are not from here. They are all the Anunnaki, basically from their creation. They're not originally from here. Quadrupeds are not from here. So maybe that's why sometimes they feel a bit alienated when you go towards them. But that's another reason. They don't, everything ties in, everything connects in. So that's what I'm saying. Everything that you're being misled and misguided against or distracted from, I mean, all these things that are happening around the world right now, it's a big distraction from the truth. So we don't kind of like find out what's happening or what really happened, because it would cause a massive chaos. It would anger the people, and it would be a revolution. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do it slowly, very slowly, so it doesn't look like a revolution. Because we're not really looking for revolution. We just want to change things on how we live and live like decent people. We understand the laws. Obviously, we're not going to, thou shall not kill. Yes, we get it. Certain laws have to be put in place. But the rest are just stupid statute bullshit to keep you in a, to keep you in the box. But unfortunately, that's what the elite control. And this is how they have you in the box. So once you kick the lid off that box and you realize there's a lot more out there than you think, when then just start questioning everything. Start looking into things. Do your homework. I mean, check it out yourself. I mean, there's a full story there on the Terra papers, T-E-R-R-A. It's all out there, everything. Even what I say, what my wife says, it's all out there.
It's in the Sumerian text, and you can actually look it up in the university, the universities, and they have the translations. You can actually read the translations. Now, I wanted to mention something else. I'm sure you've heard of Billy Carson. He's really talking a lot about this work as well. But he, I'm not saying I don't trust him. I mean, I'm very discerning. That's the thing. I'm a psychic. I'm very discerning with research and how the Illuminati like to utilize people to twist their information around. Not, I say Illuminati so you guys can understand maybe the echelon, maybe they're not even Illuminati, but you know where I'm going with this. I heard him talking. And he's trying to confuse people, saying that, no, actually, that Yahweh is Satan. And I want to correct that right now, because that's BS. That's complete bullshit. If you learned anything about theistic Satanism or anything to do with Satanism, now I'm not saying that, before I move forward here, I'm not here to say that what the echelons are doing, like baby sacrifices, they worship this entity called Baal, okay? That is, I don't connect with that entity, and I don't think I ever want to, but it would never be to sacrifice babies and kitties and all that, because we're animal lovers, and I love babies. I had four of them, okay? So I'm just going to tell you right there. And the Zionists, by the way, there have been histories of a Jewish fanatical sect that was worshiping Baal, or however way you say it, this particular dark entity that needs babies, okay? The echelons certainly do not follow the Ten Commandments, okay? Thou shalt not kill. If anything, my husband and I pretty much follow that Ten Commandments. We don't kill people, all right? Not unless someone wants to hurt us, then they're finished. They're gone. But you know what I mean? That's human instincts. That's survival instincts. Okay. So where I'm going with this, he's starting to confuse, or I'm not going to say completely that he may know or may not know this. Okay. But the thing is he does talks for Gaia. And they say Gaia is Luciferian and all this stuff. Well, I am a theistic Satanist, okay? But I'm here to educate you, and I'm not here to convert you into this belief, because it took me years, and it's something that you would have to learn on your own. That's not something you convert people to, okay? you have to, and a lot of people have been Christians. I was Catholic. I've been through the Catholic thing. A lot of ministers are Christian ministers, and they moved into theistic Satanism or atheist Satanism. Okay. So anyway, I can tell you full well that when Billy Carson says, oh, no, the Yahweh, because he says everything right about Yahweh, but confuses the public saying that he's Satan, that's bullshit. Because Satanism, not the echelon stuff that they do, the nasty shit, okay? Satanism, and if you've ever read the book, the Bible, the Satanic Bible by Anton LaVey, now I'm not a LaVeyan VSN either. I'm not into the LaVeyan tradition at all. But he's got some good concepts. It's all about liberation for the human being. It's all about liberating the human being from enslavement that Ahura Mazda brought upon with this imprisonment. So that is why theistic Satanism, even atheist Satanism, or humanism, is pretty much a humanistic belief system, is for the human beings, and not to look up into the sky and asking for forgiveness for stuff. Yes, if you do bad things, you know, bad, brutal things, guess what? It's not karma. I believe in cause and effect, that if you keep throwing, hurting somebody and being an a-hole all the time, guess what? You're going to get your ass kicked because it is cause and effect. You understand? So I totally believe in all that, and it's not a belief. It's a freaking science. So I'm here to write. There's a lot of deception, guys, and that's the thing you have to look through. You don't have to listen to my words either. Do your own research. I'm not here to convert you into anything or my belief or nothing. Like I said, it took me years to get to where I'm at, and it's because I had miracles. I was able to get rid of child support, being guided by the entities that I work with. I was able to pretty much eliminate them and put a stop to my ex's abuse. I got my passport back, American passport. I'm fucking free, okay? Obviously, there's something to this, and they're the ones that guided me. They have been guiding me to learning about the secure creditor years ago before I ever moved on to the left-hand path. They have been there all this time to guide me, and that is what Azazel is about, Lucifer is about. It's about liberation for the human race from a sleep, a deep sleep, and they follow Enki, the Sumerian god Enki, that helped in the tinkering of the genetic DNA geneticist who tinkered with our DNA to make us bigger than what we are. I mean, this is a story. We get it. This is a story. I mean, I can't prove that to you. It was written ancient times, but again, we don't really know, right? We really don't know. But based upon my research and my experience and operating magician, I can tell you that the shit freaking works. Working with these ancient entities known as demons or daemons have changed my life entirely and completely. And they are actually angels. And then we end up finding out that the reverse, that the angels are not what you think they are. They're pretty, if you want to call them, demonic too. They really fucked up people's brains and programmed people. And they've done a damn good job at it. And they instilled their canon law into the court system, okay? The canon law that comes from the Vatican into the court system. And why is it that they do this? Why is it that whenever you have a fine of something, like truancy fine, your kid doesn't go to school, so therefore you get fined, or any fines for that matter, are charged in FRN notes. Federal Reserve notes that are debt notes that are not backed up by no gold or silver. Debt notes were taken off the gold standard by Nixon back in the 1970s. So people are actually working for nothing, literally. And these dollars are being pumped out into the ethers, accruing more debt, because the rich people, the smart ones, are actually taking out loans and using those loans to buy businesses or create businesses instead of working for that money that doesn't really exist. But it's the people that are not educated that are you know, operating in the lower vibe that are not educated, and they go to work, they go to college. I mean, number one, nothing bad with college. I love college, by the way. I learned a lot. I have my degrees. I'm a metaphysical, you know, doctor in metaphysics for real. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you have, you know, they get you in the system to work for this career or study for this career to work for them, to be the slave for them. Why, it's a programming to be a slave. So it has a lot to do with a mindset. If you are programmed to be a slave, you're going to worship something. I don't worship nothing, by the way. I do not worship anything. If anything, even with my entities, I work with them as my kin, just like the Norse Vikings do with their Norse gods. They call them kin. They are your brother and your sister. Because what if we are them? Have you thought about that? What if we are them? That's a good thought. That we are these fallen angels that woke up and said, you know what? I know who this Ahura Mazda is. This is an evil bastard. And yet he's trying to cloak himself with something wonderful. And you know what? This thing is not the creator. The creator of humankind is source, is love, is all. It's a beautiful, it's an energy. It's not an entity, or maybe an entity, but it doesn't really have no human form. And the reason why I know this is because through astral projection, I astral travel a lot. You know, we magicians love to go travel in other worlds. We like to take control of these other realms. And through quantum healing hypnosis, which I also do, I do quantum healing hypnosis on people to help them to retrieve their past lives and to connect with their higher self. And the higher self has all of the data that it would ever want, you would ever need to know. It taps into the Akashic records, and it gives you all the information. So that's exactly what the quantum healing hypnotherapy is by Dolores Cannon. Now, I had an experience, and I went straight to source. I mean, I didn't even go through a past life in the beginning. I went straight to source, and the lady was asking me, well, what are you wearing? Are you wearing any shoes, or what country are you in? I said, I'm nowhere. And I said, I miss this place, and I started crying. I miss it here so much. And what I gathered, the feeling, it felt like a light, but it was more of a warmth. It was a glow. And it was a glow, it was a warming glow, and it was a feeling of unconditional love streaming from this energy field, that it loved me no matter what. So to me, if you want to call God that, then that would be God, but I believe that is beyond even the concept or the word of God. It goes way beyond that concept at all. It's the prime creator.
The originator,
yeah, source of all that is, that created everything. All the planets, all everybody, the animals, whatever. That goes way beyond an egotistical God that walks around. That's like a human being. Hello? A human being that tells you, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to shoot you, or I'm going to... a jealous Anunnaki geneticist. That's what I was saying. It's so true. So anyway, that's why when you start moving into the dark side and... you start to understand, and then you're like, holy shit, this kind of makes sense. You know, you might want to check out E.A. Coetting's work to get started. There's a lot of other authors that I really love reading their books. S. Connolly, oh, she's amazing. She's written so many. She's a demon altruist. She works with the demons. And she, you know, she's not like one of those ceremonial magicians that you have to do banishings before you communicate with a demon. I don't do that. I just connect with them. I immerse with their energies, and I channel and all that stuff, and I know who I'm channeling. And angels and all that. I mean, I still, you know, there's times I'll still put Virgin Mary on my altar still. There's times because I like to balance the energies with feminine energy, and we freaking need it. Also, now they're finding out that Lucifer is actually a woman. Or a female energy. And I'm like, well, that would make freaking sense. Why that would cast her out? She's a woman. Women are bad. Remember that? Huh. Makes perfect sense. So, I mean, you know, again, these are all stories. These are all theories. and you just take with it however way you wish. I mean, I have students that are very Christian, they're Jewish, and they like to input a lot of the Christian whatever into their paperwork, and I'm like, okay, you go ahead and do that, because I already know that that energy, that line, that current, if you will, is from the Ahura Mazda, that the Ahura Mazda. That is all anything to do with entrapment, anything to make you feel like a sinner, anything to make you feel bad about yourself, anything that makes you feel like shit of being a human being. This entity, this energy is not to benefit the human race. I'm sorry. If you work with energies that actually help to benefit the human race, I don't care if the color's black, purple, green, it doesn't matter. It's the concept that goes with it. It's the ethics that goes with it. So you're probably asking, well, who are these beings that are these the echelons, where are they doing worshiping babies? Isn't that satanic? Well, it depends on what type of sect you're talking about. I call them fanatics, not satanic. I call them freaking fanatics and cannibalism, and it could be that they are different species. They could be of a reptilian, homeopensis. That's what Karen Huda said, who passed away. She was a lawyer from the World Bank. She didn't last very long, speaking the truth. There are all different types of species, and a lot of them like blood, and they like human blood. And I'll tell you, I don't give a shit how mind-controlled I am in a religion. I could not drink somebody's blood and eat a baby. It's gross. I mean, it's disgusting to even think about it, okay? It makes you want to puke. And my kids even mentioned, they're like, oh, my God, maybe they're mind-controlled, Mom. Maybe they were mind-controlled. Maybe they're drugged. Who knows? Maybe they're drugged to do these stupid rituals with the echelons because – and I'm going to tell you, in this month, I have to tell you right now, this month is the month that they are performing sacrificial rituals. So be very careful, folks. Keep your babies inside the house. Keep them very close to you, okay? Don't let them roam around unless you know it's a safe place, because that's exactly what they're going to be coming after. Humans, babies, anything to sacrifice the blood to this entity or entities that they worship so they can gain more power to confuse and control the human species. And if you feel that the energies are really weird, it's because of that. They have control of CERN. I mean, we've heard all about it, the energies. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. But anyway, it shows here that we only have 38 minutes here, even though I put in 3 hours. I don't understand why that is, but if this goes in 38 minutes, I will call back live to finish this, the hour, to finish the conversation and my husband as well, okay? So I just want to let you know, I will call in live or whatever. But this is something for you to think about. I mean, you don't have to be a religion at all, really. I mean, I don't really like to say that I have a religion at all. I just want to know the damn truth. Truth is my religion. And I've said this before, truth is my religion. And you feel the truth within your gut, you feel the truth within your heart and your soul and your spirit, and you know that something is very, very off and something is very, very wrong. Here we are here to trust the government. We're here to trust our teachers. We're in like in school, public school. We're here to trust the police. We're here to trust all these people, the same people that inoculate you with their poisons. But we're here to trust them because they are working for the good of all in the name of God, you know, Yahweh, Ahura Mazda, Enlil, not Enki. Capiche? You get it? It's going to take some time to crack open wide your mind. It really is. And this whole thing with the COVID is a mind opener, guys. It is a mind opener, awakener, a rude awakening that we need to go through and ask ourselves, who the hell is controlling this narrative right now? But anyway, we're here to offer the solution. So the solution is, this is the way I've done it. Connect with your higher self. Learn to meditate, number one. Get meditation CDs, MP3s, I mean, whatever. Learn to meditate. Learn to shut the mind. Connect with your higher self. Connect with that quietness so you can start tuning in to the quietness and the voice of your higher self. Maybe go to a quantum healing hypnotherapist locally. You could do it online. I'd be happy to do that too as well. Or go to somebody locally and, you know, to really tap into your past lives and connect really is to tap into your higher self for the answers. Ask the questions. Write a list to the hypnotherapist, all the questions that you have, and then the quantum hypnotherapist will read you the questions. Okay. So, I mean, there's so many ways of what you can do. But number one is that meditation. Learn about the magical arts. Learn about why it's forbidden, why our ancestors were mutilated for using magic. It's because it freaking works. We have the power with the seen and the unseen. We have that power because we are little godlets, okay? Yeah, that's why they scare you into not doing it. Don't turn to the dark side because they know the power is there. Turn to the light, the submissive side. Put your butt up. Let them probe your ass. I hate to say it in that way. But that's what they do. The Starseed group, I'm sorry. It's beautiful, though. It is a beautiful concept. And I'm not saying all Starseed stuff is unreal. But they utilize it. They hijack the Starseed world to make you subservient to the forces of light, the Galactic Federation of Light. Listen to them. Listen to the channeling. Sit on your hands. Wait for us to do something about it. It's a distraction, folks. QAnon is a distraction, folks. Prosperity funds are coming is a distraction. Nisara Gasara bullshit. You are the magician of your reality. Start acting like one. Kick your butt into gear. Start doing some research. Remember who you are. Remember why you came here to better yourself, to better your reality, and create the reality that you wish. Okay? So here's my husband, really quick. Actually, we might just wrap this up for this hour. Because we did kind of have a late start. But next time I will make sure that I program it for 3 hours. But there's just not much to say. I mean, I said what I had to say. I'm going to have my husband wrap it up as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can talk forever about all of this kind of stuff, but we need to be more prepared. But yeah, it's all down to the correct education. And when people think, well, oh yeah, go to school, oh yeah, go to college, oh yeah, go to university, well, those systems are put in place to teach you and to train you on how to be their slave in their system. It doesn't benefit you. The only way you think it benefits you is that, oh, you're going to get some money. Or if you study your arse off for 8 hours a day for 8 years, you're going to get a good degree, and then that means you can get a decent paid job. What the fuck is that? Job. Just over broke. Really? But there's a lot of other people out there that are like doing their own thing, not working for nobody, and they're making a shit pile of money. And they're living at large. This is how we do it. We don't have a job. We don't work up people just to get a few bucks to pay the rent, to have enough money just to put food on the table, and that's it. Maybe save up enough money for a vacation once a year. Nah. We're forever jetting around, getting bored, and she's like, where shall we go? I'm bored. What can we do? And we're off somewhere around the world. I don't know. It's the way it happens. So it's all down to education, really. Educate yourselves. Arm yourselves with the appropriate information. Learn how to discern the difference between bullshit and truth. And then decipher. So it's like learn how to use your higher faculties, which is obviously one of our trainings that we help you with that as well. So it's like arming yourself with the appropriate information, the true knowledge of history, not the bullshit that they fabricated to make you believe this is the way it is. Or, like, it's even been questioned now. Just look at it. Did we really land on the moon? Is the moon really 3 days away? Or is it just, like, half an hour up there in a balloon? Yeah. Why is this? Why is that? I mean, look at it now. Everything's being questioned. That's how we have the flat earth theory. That's how we have different theories coming about. Because everything's being questioned. Science can prove things to a certain degree. Then spirituality takes over. Because it's your spirituality, your discernment, your higher faculties, your superpowers within you that can give you the correct answers to everything out there, because you as a spirit have the universe inside you. We are the universe. This is why I named our company Gods of Amenti, because we are gods of the illusion. We mastered the illusion because we understood it. And that's why we are here telling that to you. We're teaching you guys on how to be the masters of this illusion. You've been lied to since day one. It sucks. It's a big shock to the system. Well, that's the truth. And we can prove it. Question everything. You're in the new age. This is the information age. The industrial age is gone. This is the new age. This is the information age. So everything is going to come to the top of the tank. Everything is going to be thrown on the table for you to see. And then you can check it out. And then you can make your own discernment and just figure stuff out. But question everything. How come, why is, what, why, how? And then answers will come to you. You have this universal knowledge within you. Within the first, I believe, the first 7 seconds, if you ask yourself, your higher self, a question, and within those seven, is it, no, I think it's 4 seconds, sorry. Yeah, but obviously when you ask questions like that, and the first thing that comes into your mind is not really the truth. But it's all to do with the right knowledge. And speaking of some more knowledge, my wife wants to hit you with something.
Yes, I wanted to talk about candle magic since I only have 28 minutes left here.
Yes.
You can start by utilizing the power of candles. What you do is you get – what I do is I use a 7-day candle. I like 7 days in a glass. And, you know, look for what type of candle, let's say, what is it you want? You want more money. You want more love. Okay, let's talk about money, because many people want money, right? So you would get yourself a green candle. You would inscribe maybe the dollar sign and maybe an angel or an entity that could help you with money. One, I would think Ariel is an angel of earth. He deals with earthly things, and, you know, or some type of a fairy maybe, or any entity that you would like to work with. And what you're going to do is you're going to, before you light it, you're going to imagine, you're going to sit in front of the candle and just imagine for a moment that you have the money that you want. Let's say I need $5,000, something simple, okay? I need $5,000. So imagine that you have the $5,000. You just go into that feeling state. You see it. You see $5,000 in front of you, and you just freaking imagine and really get excited. And it's really, it's not visualization only. It's the feeling state you want to be in. And you imagine that you have this money. You're counting the $5,000 in front of you. You're smelling it. You're feeling really good. You're getting excited. You're smiling. Like this $5,000 just came out of nowhere. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know how. It is just there, and you're so grateful. And then when you feel the feeling state, when you feel just this feeling of being so happy that you have this $5,000 or more, then you're going to say, thank you, universe. Thank you so much for giving me this money. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And when you move into that feeling state, light your candle. Now, some people, what they do, you know, they'll put drops of oil in it. They sprinkle it with cinnamon, maybe. You can do that. You can use barberry oil. You can use basil. That's another scent as well to bring in money, and cinnamon. And just really, really sit with that. feeling, as long as you can, just really play with that feeling, light that candle. And, you know, what also helps is to write it down like a little petition, you know, dear angel, whatever angel you want to work with, please help me bring in $5,000. I'm in real need. This really needs to happen. I want it done within this, by the end, within 30 days, within 40 days, 60 days, whatever. And just put that little piece of paper. You can either put it next to the candle, or what I do, I put a sigil. That this is what I do. I put a sigil on it, like a certain sigil that looks like a money sigil, or the entity that I'm working with, I would write their sigil on there, and I'd write the petition, and I would put, you know, depending on what entity that you work with, I work with other entities. And, you would put your maybe, whether it's your saliva, a little bit of you, maybe a little bit of dab of your own blood, just to, you know, put a little essence of yourself, your own breath, depending on what entity you work with. And then you would just really, really feel that energy. Oh, my God, I have all this money. I'm so happy. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, you know, entities or whatever. And then you would take that piece of paper and you would put it over the candle and you would burn it and put it in a cauldron or like this little kettle of some sort, you know, a little pot maybe. And then burn it. Burn it and see the flames go, because with the flames that goes into the ethers, and it's going to be delivered to wherever you need to be delivered to, okay? That is a powerful magic. It is extremely powerful. You know, by getting this green candle, get to work on it. If it's not a seven-day candle that you want, then get just a normal candle, altar candle, or a normal little candle, and you can put oil over it. You can inscribe anything you want. You know, you could even put your date of birth, your name, what it is that you want, how much money you want, you know, whatever. You can get really creative with it. But my personal thing is I like using the 7-day candles. It's in a glass, and I just keep that sucker burning for days and let it just continue on. And then eventually it just, everything comes together. So that is the power that you have. I mean, whether you use a candle or not, it is the power of imagination. It is the power of feeling to bring the thing that you want into your reality. Now, sometimes some people need a little more assistance for certain situations. They feel they need a little assistance, so they conjure up saints, you know, angels, whatever, that will help them to bring in that manifestation. I know my father, he used to light a candle to, what is his name? Goodness, De Porres, something De Porres. I forgot his name. But, you know, he is a saint of money for poor people that need money. They contact him. So he would light a candle every now and then, you know, Catholic. So, you know, I come from a Catholic background. So really, a lot of the saints, they're worshiping saints, right? Okay. So very, very interesting. So you have the power. You have the ability already. You have your energies, your spirit guides right there with you to help you with what you need. If you need help with a court case, if you need help with anything, you can do candle magic for that. And I also have my good friend Zep that you can even contact. You can contact her. She's a big time a magician, necromancer, a personal alchemist and all that. She is really a powerful woman to communicate with big, heavy things. You can contact her as Shun, O-S-H-U-N 2020 at protonmail.com. I myself am looking into doing some ritual work as well. Not right now, but maybe in the near future. I'm in the middle of working on a course right now, a magical course to get people involved. It's going to be the sequel for Sovereign Magic, a book I've written many years ago. It's on Amazon right now, but I'm actually going to be putting that together to teach people how to utilize the power of magic. And it's going to be white and gray magic. It's going to start off with that, and then eventually I'm going to pull out the black magic stuff in the next sequel after that, and that's something I need to do. So that's pretty much it. That's everything I have to say for tonight. If you are looking to become a secured creditor, you want to exit the system, you want to master the system in ways of, you know, moving into becoming a foreign agent, diplomat, having your foreign trust set up, everything, to help you with a specific situation that you're in. You know, I dealt with child support, I told you, and I won. And certain, it could help you with certain cases, but it's best that you email me first and see if I can help you or not, okay? I can't help everybody, but only certain situations. And it's just best to have a consultation with me about that. And we are still offering the Silver Bullet Trust and the Secure Creditor Package with the Silver Bullet Trust together as well. If you just want to learn about the Secure Creditor, you can go to Amazon.com. You can look up Be Bulletproof. Be Bulletproof as a Secure Creditor by Dr. Joanna Johnston, you know, is my last name. And you'll find it on Amazon, and it comes with an e-course. It's an e-book and a whole e-course that's connected to Dropbox and everything. It's really freaking cool. All right, guys, and you can go to movingbeyondthematrix.com, movingbeyondthematrix.com to stay tuned with our podcasts and our packages, our courses that are coming as well, and the Silver Bullet Trust. And also, I'm going to be doing a crypto masterclass on cryptocurrency this Friday and Saturday. I'm very excited about that. You might have some time to sign up if you wish to be part of it, but if you don't, it's okay. It's going to become an e-course, and I'll be able to sell it that way as well. All right, guys. Anyway, I'm going to have my husband wrap it all, everything up, and I wish you all well. I will see you on Wednesday. Hopefully, I'll see you on Wednesday. I'm going to have a special guest that's going to come on who's a veteran who went to Iraq to fight a war, a major war. And he also was used for remote viewing. So he's going to be on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But anyway, goodbye, everyone. And here's my husband, Darren.
To wrap it up. Yay. So don't forget, obviously, every Wednesday and every Sunday, we're going to be talking about things like, you know, conspiracy theories, paranormal, anything along those lines kind of thing, you know. It's just a little bit like George Noory Coast to the Coast type of thing. Anything can go. And obviously, we have a number there you can call in on, so check out the banners. Forgot the number. If you just bear with me 1 second, I'll find it for you. So if you want to be a guest here, you just got to call in. It's pretty easy. And let me get this number here for you. So to call in, obviously, if you're in America, it's just 319-527-6208. Obviously, if you're outside of America, it's 001 in front of that, or plus one, depending on how your system works. And we talk about all kinds of stuff, from aliens to conspiracy theories to ancient civilizations to, phenomena, ghosts, whatever, spirituality, and the real truth, the real history of things. We also deal with solutions. So we have solutions for many problems of today's world out there. So obviously that's what we do. So while we're entertaining you with our stories, we finish off with solutions kind of thing on that section. So don't forget,
be a guest on our show.
If you want to be a guest on our show, ring that number, and you can just call in and talk about anything that we talk about on that show there and then. So even if you're just bored and you want to waffle on about anything and everything, call in. So till next time, this is Freedomizer Radio, and you've just been listening to Moving Beyond the Matrix with the Double D's, Darren and Joanna. Don't forget, next Sunday, we will be doing our 3 hours. It's just it's what you call teething problems, because we're new back into the system. So we just got a few things that we have to iron out and get pulled back together. But Wednesday, we're back at the normal time. What time was that again? 4:30 PST, Pacific Standard Time. We're back on for Wednesdays for 90 minutes. That's for an hour and a half. And obviously on Sundays, we're on for 3 hours. So until then, this is Freedomizer Radio.